Chapter 4, The Christ Message. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. When we find a teaching which proclaims, I am the living truth, then we have heard the real Jesus Christ message, which is destined to free us. Jesus taught, I am the truth, while the present-day teaching regarding ourself is to the contrary. For we have been taught to believe that we are not the truth, but man, the student, not life, but its expression, not the way, but a follower of it. What a difference it makes to us in our vision and experience to be the truth and the life, rather than a student applying the truth to his problem. So long as one considers himself a student, shall he find himself confronted with the problems. For are not problems part of the life of a student? If one seeks for knowledge, what shall be the knowledge which finally will completely satisfy him? Surely nothing but the established, from the beginning, fact that he himself is the way, the truth, and the life. Lo, the facts which Jesus taught about himself must inevitably be the ones which we are to see as true of ourself, else of what advantage are they to us? Definitely, the greatest fact we can learn is the knowledge that we are the living truth. As we come into the positive and luminous awareness of this eternal verity, all lesser viewpoints are bound to completely leave us. As one may be certain that mathematics is absolute and unassailable, so sure was Jesus of himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Invincible, inviolable, infallible, absolute, and complete. And most certainly his life on earth was to teach this same fact about us all. Jesus knew that he was the truth itself, the life itself, the way itself. He said so. He took this stand as the fact of being, thus nothing could ever hurt him, affect or destroy him. Let people think they could lay hold of him. They found themselves grasping at thin air. Let them attempt to kill him. They saw him walking about in their midst, unharmed. All things may appear to change and vary, but true being remains ever the same. It holds itself invincible, infallible, indissoluble, true and absolute always. Verily, until we see and feel that we are the truth, and not man, idea, or student, we shall always be trying to get out of difficulties called problems. To the truth, all is perfection, and to the one being, all is the perfect whole. Thus, for us ever to be perfect, changeless, pure, and incorruptible, we must now be the truth and nothing less.